Okay. Make sure you guys stream all the songs. Deposit your check, not the one. And we're about to take some calls. Okay, 6670.
What's going on, Amon? I
hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Not much. Listen, the only thing I got to comment on is this whole J-10 Cardi situation. And I'm telling you right now, this is all given very much plotted and planned. That's just my opinion. I can't say if Akbar, Katie got bands, and JT are working on Nicki's behalf, but it's mighty funny that the girls are coming after Cardi after they linked up with Nicki, and Nicki Minaj finds it prudent to jump in with a random tweet here and there while the beef is still going on. That's just very, very strange to me. I mean, if we're spilling, just like it was very strange to see Bia delete all of her tweets from the bathroom, praise of Cardi, once she linked up with who? Exactly, Nicki Minaj. And there's not really much I want to say about Nicki Minaj. At this point, I think she does not need any help with shining herself in an unflattering light, especially jumping in, taking advantage of kind of Cardi's misery. It's kind of a shame, because had Cardi jumped in when that Jennifer Huff story was taken off and posted a cute little Whitney Houston meme, everybody would have been crying. It would have been wrong. It would have been unfair. You know what I mean? If she would have, you know, when they ran Nicki Minaj off Twitter for a good week and a half and she ain't had nothing to say, Cardi didn't jump in.
Ah.
But, I mean, it's whatever. It's whatever. I also find it funny that the Barbs are not trying to downplay the obvious with this narrative of, well, maybe they all just don't like Cardi. How come it can't be that? Like, we supposed to just ignore the common denominator, like I said, which is Nicki. Even if they all simply don't like Cardi all of a sudden, they all showed her love and sang her praises at one time, and it changed with the Nicki link up. So either they was fake then or they fake now. Which is it? Because you can't have it both ways. The fact of the matter is, Cardi gave the City Girls their highest charting song and gave them a look really when her career was on fire. And so for JT to turn around and do that stuff, man, that's not cool. It's very telling. And I don't know if you noticed it, Armand, but these female rappers, they get enamored. They get lost in the headlight. Mm-hmm. They turn into a moth attracted to a light when it comes to the Barbs and getting that push and getting that love for Nicki. And they realize that Cardi is the female rapper punching bag right now. So they take advantage of that. I'll leave with this. Please stop saying that the fans are the ones to blame for the toxicity in female rap. Sure, you know, the fans can fan the flame, but these female rappers push any agenda of another woman being dragged if it helps them and makes them look better, if it's beneficial for them. And this is, if anything, the biggest example of that, because JT and Cardi were friends, and it was no need for any of this to really turn into what it to today. And that's another reason why it grinds my gears and I'm upset with Nicki, because for her to be want to be placed on this pedestal and be called a queen, she wants all of the privileges with none of the responsibilities. You shouldn't be jumping in and taking any kind of pleasure out of these two girls who are cool, who really ain't got no real reason to be beefing. You shouldn't be laughing at nothing like that. And I think it shows her for who she is, and it shines a light on her character, how nasty she is, how obsessed she is with Cardi B. She wants another 2018 situation to go down because she's using these girls to get at Cardi. I don't know what it is that about Cardi that got to her, but Nicki Minaj is pressed. And that's really all I wanted to say. I don't know if you agree with any of that, but that's how I feel about it.
Thank you. It's not about whether I agree or not, but I hear you. This is your time to sound off. Spill how you feel. Spill what you feel. I'm trying to figure out how I want to call that. All right, Boosie. Thank you. All right, 1594. We coming for you. Spill how you feel, okay? Or spill what you feel.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Spill how you feel, girl. The tea is piping hot. I just love how the callers and even some of the chat, y'all love to just overlook things and not put context clues together. If you look at JT's tweet where she said her voice has been used, that was obviously Megan shade, because JT is all over Hot Girl Summer, but she was not credited. So let's start there. It was never directed
at Cardi. That was true.
That doesn't even apply to Cardi. Cardi felt hit, so she decided to sub JT. And my whole thing about the chat, Cardi was just the one saying, put an ad on it, put an ad on it. Then when JT direct, she was saying, after, then as soon as JT said, well, Cardi, I'm talking to you, all of a sudden it's, oh, well, how you know I was directed at you? How you know I was directed at you? You felt hit, right? So it's like, on one hand, you want to be a gangster in this situation, but on another hand, it's like, oh, well, I want to play the victim, and I wasn't even talking about you. JT has never disrespected Cardi. That's why when Bardi Yang was coming at her, she said, pull up the receipts. If I was so-called shady, pull up the receipts, and no one could pull up a receipt. Cardi, she chose her side. JT, she was cool with Cardi. You could go back. She was even posting Cardi's lyrics. She never had a problem with Cardi B. So the fact that y'all just let her play delusional when it comes to Cardi, and, oh, all of a sudden she's always the victim. Cardi B has been in how many beefs this past week or so, these past 2 weeks? But when Nicki was on it, it's giving coke. But with Cardi, it's, oh, these girls keep trying her. So y'all really just need to pick a side.
But
stay
who
there,
was Cardi?
But
I mean, okay, I have to push back a little bit because, I mean, whether you believe me or not, and I just think that it's hard mm-hmm. I think we're at a different space because, I mean, I feel like I have some information that, you know, obviously can't be proven. But
you got your sources, girl.
But my thing is, if she was supposed to be on that WAP record, I do know that she was throwing shade during the WAP era. And people thought that
she
they should have been
and
in the
her
video.
And Cardi cleared it up.
Right. But she felt some type of way that she was – but it really wasn't that clearly, because she still felt some type of way that she wasn't on that record. And you know what I mean? Like,
but
you know what I mean? And so, but it seems like, it seems like JT keeps taking an opportunity. Here's my thing. Here's the hot tea for real. Why do you keep taking an opportunity to respond to Cardi B fans? You are a whole celebrity.
Well,
Bia is not responding. Akbar not even responding. Nobody is responding to
Nicki
this. Are you responding to Cardi B fans?
You can't say that because Cardi B decides to respond to only Nicki fans. So it's sort of like this. I know Nicki, this isn't about Cardi and Nicki right now, but it's the same thing. You could say the same thing about Cardi. Why do you only choose to respond to Nicki fans? Because let's be clear, Bardi Yang has been harassing JT ever since she linked with Nicki Minaj. And I think to give no shade, she might have thought, okay, JT don't really rock with me like that. You already was throwing shade on WAP, and now you're teaming up with Nicki knowing that we got beef. But it's like, girl, it's a business. Just like y'all said with Megan, it's a business. That's a good look for JT. And if, girl, I gave you a verse to be on WAP and you took me off, but Nicki's willing to give me a shot to help my career, because let's be clear, the City Girls are never going to get a top 10. Girl, this is a good look for me. This is a good look for me. If you feel some type of way, that's on you, but you weren't trying to help me out. When I actually submitted a verse for you, you took me off. So that's just, it's the selective outrage. Like, I understand. But in this situation, Cardi is dead wrong. Megan, she was not talking about Cardi. That tweet doesn't even apply to Cardi. What City Girl song do you know for JT to be on? What Cardi B? Cardi B has never.
But that wasn't where the shade started. The shade started with her, the fan page basically saying that JT and Kate and everybody on the Queen mix is going to be feeling some type of way that Tomorrow got a number 9, and I mean, you know, got the mm-hmm. Billboard number 9. And JT came out and said, you know, congratulations, glow. And they like, girl.
Congratulations, glow. And
that's not weird.
No,
that's not weird. Like, that's not weird. That's not weird.
But,
so we gonna,
but
that's
JT
not weird.
Also cleared up. Wait, that is, okay, but it's weird when you don't add context to it, Armand. You can't tweet a paragraph. She said, I ran out of tweets. And if you look back, any time Cardi B has gotten an accomplishment, like a top 10, when Up went number 1, when WAP went number 1.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about, but we're talking, but
I know
listen,
we're talking
that,
about.
That, but hold on, no, because you're not going to do that. That was before the Nicki Minaj collab. We can talk about all of that, but let's be very clear. JT and Nicki Minaj, they just got cool. So, yeah, they was Team Cardi mm-hmm. because Nicki Minaj was, mm-hmm. they was on the outs from Nicki Minaj. So, but we're not going to sit up here and do, we're talking post Queen mix
okay.
record. Okay. After that, okay, you're gonna type in congratulations glow, and then you're gonna sit up here and play dumb and say you ran out of characters on Twitter, yet you were
okay.
able to go back and forth with Cardi B for an hour. No, you're not gonna play with me and say, oh, you can only do a paragraph. I don't give a damn. Tweet out another tweet then. Repost
okay.
another tweet congratulating me. Like, we're not gonna do that.
I understand that wholeheartedly. But my thing is, just because she didn't congratulate her doesn't mean she was trying to be shady and beef with her. That's my whole point. Just because I may not come.
But okay, so no, but we're talking about context. So okay. But listen, we're talking about context, right? So yeah, you did it. Yeah, you supported me last year or the year before that because Nikki wasn't fooling with you girls. Let's be very clear. Y'all was trying to get in where y'all fit in. Let's be very clear. The city girls been put up because JT ain't really putting up. That's why they ran and went and got Lakia. Let's really be very clear. Mm-hmm. The city girls ain't been really making the girls no coins like that. Okay? So they've been trying to attach themselves to somebody. Okay? Nicki Minaj just got cool because, you know, I feel like Nicki Minaj wanted that little baby situation. So she had to get on the phone with P and make that right with the city girls. Blah, 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 blah. We all cool now. Okay? Mm-hmm. That just happened this year. Now you got your Nicki Minaj record. And now all of a sudden it's congratulations glow. Girl, stop playing with me.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Armand. I get you. But like I said, just because I didn't I get what you're saying. It looks funny. But just because I didn't congratulate you, you could, just like you was able to tweet out lap dog and go fetch, you could have said, hey, yo, girl, I thought that was kind of weird. And like JT said, I was DMing you. I DM'd you. And then you proceeded to, after I DM you, after we're having a whole conversation, leave our DMs and tweet out something else shady towards me. That's it. You don't think that's weird at all? You don't think so? There's nothing wrong with that. We're having a conversation in a DM. You then exit our DMs to go make another shady tweet, knowing that's going to get your fans riled up. Because like I said, ever since JT has been on that Queen Mace, she's been getting drugged in her comments by Barty Gang left and right, saying she flip flops, she switched the size, her and the city girls never chart. So you couldn't hit me in the DMs. You got my number. You know Carisha, Cardi and Carisha are still close, which is why Carisha hasn't spoken out on it. You know, you could have reached out if you felt some type of way, but you wanted to make it public because you thought that I wasn't cool with you anymore, and now we got a whole spectacle. But, and I'm saying, we could hold both girls accountable. If you want to hold JT accountable, also hold Cardi B accountable because, girl, that tweet was not for you. I understand what you're saying as far as context, why she could have felt hit, but, girl, Cardi B was dead wrong. You called her a lap dog. You said, go fetch. And then when I try to at you and direct that, when you were Akbar B and Khalil, it was use your at button, use your at button. Whenever you're at Nikki, it's at signs, use your at button. When I at you, you then want to go play victim and say, oh, well, I wasn't talking about you, but if the shoe fits, we all know who you were talking about. You have been shading JT all day. So why play coy? Why play dumb? That's my thing. If you're a grown woman, stand on it. If you got B, stand on it. And that's all I want to say, Armand. I'm loving it.
Well, thank you for getting it out. Thank you for...
No problem, girl.
All right. Have a good one. All right, boo. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being a good sport. Bye.
It's no problem, girl.
All right. 5873, you live on the air.
Okay, Armand. I'm so glad you put me live on the air. I have a couple of things to say about JT, and I want to get in her ass, okay? First of all, JT, let's not...
Thank you. It's not that... I don't care how comfortable you are. Thank you. Hang up on the block. Anyone who doesn't agree... Come on, Armand. It's a good time to be like other creators and hang up on anyone who doesn't agree with you. No, I'm not going to do that. 3274, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I love your show. This is my first
Thank
time
you.
Calling in.
Oh, period.
I think you're brilliant. I really do. Like you. Anyway, so I really wanted to talk about certain kind of things that I find interesting. I find it very interesting that every time that Cardi B seems to have some type of rollout, there's some type of drama that soon unfolds. Don't you find that interesting?
No, I feel like I want you to go, just land your whole point. Just get it all out. Paint the picture and land the plane.
Okay, perfect. So last week it was Akbar. It was Akbar coming after her saying, you know, that she doesn't do this or she doesn't do that. Mind you, we're not in the studio with her, so we don't really know what she does or what she doesn't do, right? And then this week that she has, you know, another top 10 hit, which should be something like very, very awesome for her because I don't see any other girls doing that. Today, it's a whole JT drama thing, and I think it's just very interesting how that just seems to always happen for Cardi. It's always it's always like a problem with Cardi when she hits a number 10 or has a number one record or whatever, whatever, whatever it may seem. And I just find that that's like a very interesting pattern.
Yeah, I think the bottom line of this is Cardi B. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were just going through videos and catalogs. And now we were actually watching, I think, the Coi Leray interview. No, actually, you know what interview we were watching? We were watching the Latto and Carisha Please and the Saucy Santana. And I was like, okay, do we think that those people have longevity? Because I think Saucy Santana said something like, at 35, he almost doesn't want to be here. And, you know, I'm like, you know, what artists have shown longevity? You know what I'm like? And Cardi B has been one of those artists that have shown staying power. Megan Thee Stallion, maybe she doesn't sell, but she's shown that. I feel like Megan Thee Stallion will be here 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? And I think Nicki Minaj is clearly that same person. So I think what's ended up happening is these are – Cardi B is a player who has proven that she is going to be here for a while, and she is taking up space in the female rap and hip-hop community in the culture. And Nicki Minaj, you know, is playing the bad guy role, you know, and she doesn't like Cardi B, and she's never going to like her. And, you know, and different girls have to go and they pick these different sides, because women, this is just what they're doing. And people like to try to blame the blogs and blame this. It's not us. Okay. You know, women like they pick their sides. Okay. They like Cardi B one day, then they like Nicki Minaj the next day, you know, and this is what's happening. Women are being catty, and somebody in the industry is fake. A lot of people don't fool with you unless they can benefit from you in some sort of way. JT picked her side, and, you know, there's side conversations, mumbling and cackling that has happened with JT and Akbar and the rest of the girls over there, and they've decided that they are Team Nicki. Nicki have literally said they passed the vibe check, whatever that vibe check is. If you look at the girls that didn't pass the vibe check, i.e. Coi Leray, what's her name, Latto, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, these are all girls that seemingly want to be a front runner kind of girl. They want to be an alpha. You know, they want to be a leader. They're not going to just kind of fall to the wayside and be a backseat rider and kind of do their thing and let you lead. They kind of want to be the leader of their own crew, if you look at these girls. And I think that Nicki Minaj is not looking for any girl that is willing to do that. Nicki Minaj is looking for her clique of you know, bad, just AKA mean girls that they can go and do and be the bad girl side. Like, Nicki Minaj has been in this game for a long time by herself. And I think now she's trying to rally up the new generation of girls to be on the bad side with her. And, you know, and she's got girls that want to be over there. Okay. And who better to come at is the next highest girl, head to head girl, is Cardi B. It's Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, no matter how you want to slice it. And Cardi B is the target. The thing is, though, Cardi B is not going to allow anybody to disrespect her. She's going to respond. She's going to go back and forth with you. That's just what it's going to be. You know, and some people like Akbar, you know, she knows that she can get a moment from that. You know, that adds eyes and clout and attention. You know what I'm saying? And JT, you know, you feel some type of way about past situations, you know, dealings with Cardi B. And now that you've teamed up with Nicki Minaj, now your feelings about Cardi B maybe not shouting you out. You made it very clear during the WAP era that, you know, you felt like Cardi B didn't shout you out when your album dropped. You know what I mean? Maybe you feel like Megan Thee Stallion played you during ACT UP. You know what I mean? Yeah, you may have forgiven her and smiled in her face and laughed about it, but you never forgot about it. You know, maybe you felt some type of way that you were supposed to be on WAP and it went number one and triple platinum and diamond and all this crap, and you weren't on the record. So now you over there with Nicki Minaj and you like, girl, I done made it. I'm with Nicki. I'm with the queen in your eyes. And so now it's screw Cardi B, because Cardi B really didn't fool with me like that in your eyes. You know, that's what it is. These girls are picking sides, and their energy is showing. And people try to blame the blogs and blame the fans. There was no reason why JT had to respond to fan pages. I think she responded to one page that was titled JT Hate Page. Like, why would you respond to that?
And on top of that, it only being like, you know, certain type of fan base blog pages, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's just, I don't know. And to the other kind of point that you made about her not feeling attractive or not liking herself, like, physically or whatever, like that, that's, I think that that's very sad, because it's just like, I, just like you said earlier, she's beautiful. She's a gorgeous girl. She's, you know, she's like, there's no other way to put that, like, she's beautiful. So the fact that she doesn't feel attractive or doesn't feel worthy or however she might not feel allegedly, it just kind of, I don't know, like, it makes me feel like not sorry, but like sad for her. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's how she really feels about herself, like that has nothing, like putting all, you know, fan pages or fan bases or charts to the side, number one records, whatever, you know, you're like a person first. Like, you put a, clearly you don't care about charts because you said you didn't care about the charts.
And let's be clear. Like, and let's, you know, be clear, though. And let's be clear with this. Let's be clear, because she didn't put Akbar's picture up. Understand the status, though. JT still is big enough, though, right? To, you know, she's still close enough in that arena to where, you know, she is a kind of a big deal, you know, in comparison when you talk about the female rap girls. The city girls do have a much larger impact to me than any of the other girls that's on, you know, on that list. Bigger than Bia, bigger than Akbar, bigger than, you know, Malibu Mitch, any of those. The city girls really should be in those spaces in conversations, because to me, they've got some good records and they put some time in. Right. But so I think Nicki Minaj feels like she has a forerunner and a front runner that's kind of like she has an A-lister. She has an A-list rap girl now on her side. You know, this is not like an Akbar or a Malibu Mitch or a girl trying to come through. She has an established, like, kind of a big deal artist that's kind of like, yep, I'm Team Nicki. And so she's exploiting that and using JT. And JT is so just delusional about her power. She's allowing herself to be used as a puppet and a pawn in a game, because she is just a girl from the hood that does not really understand or respect her value.
And that's so sad. That to me, that's like the saddest part of this whole kind of situation, is that part right there. With all that money, with all that status, with all the positions that other girls would dream of being in, that you're in, and that's how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
To me, that's like the saddest thing ever, because there's people who look up to JT for her lyrical abilities, for the way, you know, for how beautiful she is, for the way she carries herself, or whatever it may be, right? And, you know, she just doesn't like herself. Like, what does that tell you about her behind closed doors when there's no, like, Twitter or fans, and it's just her in the mirror? Like, it's just
absolutely
sad. It's just
Thank you, caller. We have to move on. 9282, I love you for listening. I love you for, but we got a full queue, and I didn't talk, you didn't talk. We didn't got really going. It was getting very long with it. 9282, here we go. Woo, 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 woo. We're coming. 9262, okay. 9262.
Armand?
Is that American? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Nice. Yes, I found you last week. I'm fucking obsessed.
Okay, thank you so much. Talk to me.
So I want to touch on the Lotto situation.
Okay.
Because it's driving me nuts. It really is. I love Lotto. I've been following her for years, since the rap game. Okay. I see nothing but
I cannot hear you. That, you got to call back. That sound is not, it's like in and out of the car. That doesn't work. Okay, let's do another call. Just get a 5385. What's the tea?
Live.
Eva with the tea.
In the mix.
Hello?
Hello.
Freak of nature.
Hey, boo.
DJ Arma.
Yes, what's the tea, baby?
So I was watching, before I get to the Cardi and JTT, I was watching you talk about the Lotto and Nicki thing, And I'm DMing you this deleted tweet that Lotto had posted that you probably didn't get it fast enough, but here it is. This is what Lotto had to say.
Just read it.
Nikki, Lotto had tweeted out, a while ago, this artist called another artist. Someone else I know was there, and I heard it on speakerphone. And I said, why the hell you doing? And she said, why the hell you doing a song with that little a girl? Mm-hmm. I know they feel dumb now, laugh out loud. Never even let them know I knew about it. And she had deleted that, and that's when Nikki made her tweets and then unfollowed Lotto. So I'm guessing Lotto heard this, whoever's feature she was on. There's multiple people she could have did a feature on. She did a song with Lil Wayne. She did a song with 21. She did a song with a couple other people. So it could be that she heard Nikki talk about her as far as, like, why are you even giving that little girl a collab? Do you know what I'm saying? So this is probably why that all happened, and Lotto feels like Nikki is not for her.
Hold on. Nikki and Minaj is live now. Let me hear this.
No. Mind your business, Khalil. Hello, Courtney. Okay.
Okay, she ain't talking about nothing, though. She's trolling. We'll get to it if we have to. Yeah, now give us the tea. Now she clout chasing. Give us the tea, Eva.
Okay. I honestly think that that song will be coming out. And I feel like anytime that Cardi's little act, like she has an accomplishment, she uses these girls to distract people from even looking at her accomplishment. Now the girls can sit here and talk about that Cardi ran to Glorilla, but that Tomorrow song had been out for 2 months and it didn't even reach Billboard. So you're not going to play on Cardi time and act like that Cardi doesn't have impact, because she does have impact. Now, I also want to say that Nikki's definitely using these girls. You changed your Abby to JT. So, you know, you gave her a dog tree. So Cardi wasn't lying. These girls are lap dogs. Now, whether or not people are saying, well, Cardi shouldn't have did that, Cardi shouldn't have responded, JT has been feeling away for a very long time, especially with the QC and Offset lawsuit that had happened, and then they settled out of court. So let's be clear. If your label has beef with somebody and their husband, you're going to have beef with them. I don't care how they try to spin it. It is what it is. And it is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, I'm glad that this is happening so that Cardi can see. Well, first I want to give you my thing is, you remember how Cardi came in the game? It was all about female unity. So I feel like Nikki is showing that there is no female unity, and she's showing that it's all fake. So I will thank Nikki for that, because these girls will only be for you and team you when you benefit them. But I also want to say that Nikki collab was a look, but at the end of the day, JT, you still didn't see a Billboard. It's no shade. That Nikki collab did not get you a Billboard entry. You were used as a pawn to uplift Super Freaky Girl. And that's what it is.
Okay. How do you feel about these Cardi B changing her Abby to Remy Ma?
I mean, it's to be expected. If Nikki is watching, I don't know how you're watching, girl. If you allegedly blocked Cardi B a long time ago, are you on your FooFoo account yourself to see what's going on and what's being responded to and replied? Because that's the only way you would be able to see that, right? And I know that Cardi's seen that Nikki changed her picture, because one of my homegirls sent her that Nikki tried to be petty and do that. So, girl, I'm pretty sure that you unblocked Cardi a long time ago to see how she's moving and who she's responding to, because you're getting a kiki and a cackle at your – lap dogs coming at Cardi B.
All right, thank you, Eva. They earn
their dog treats, right?
Oh, thanks, boo. Hold on, let me keep it moving. All right, we got 0304. You're live on the air. Hello? Not ready. Let's keep it moving. We have a full queue. Okay, 8098. You're live on the air. Be ready. Not ready. 5232, you're live on the air.
Hey, you just want a scissor? Oh, I've never done that.
Do you actually sell the coochie, though? Like,
okay, I can't hear that. Okay, 3433. I'm about to hang up on y'all because y'all not ready. 3433.
Hello?
Hey,
is it
what's
on?
Going on? Yes.
What's up, Armand? First time calling.
Hey,
love
to
you.
Me.
Real quick.
Thank you.
Real quick. JT, what the hell you do? Please shut up. Stop ruining your bag. Don't fight with these girls. Let it go. Just call the girl. Cardi, you too. Stop typing on Twitter. She said in the DMs, how about you call her? Stop texting. It's like they act like hello, like they live in some different continents, like video call, FaceTime. That's number one. Number two, the damn Cardi did help Glorilla. Like she has impact. She mm-hmm. helps these girls. She's trying to help these girls go up because Cardi, I think she said one time that her aim was not to be the queen of rap. She just wanted money. That's all. I don't know if she changed her mind recently, but from what I remember, that's what she wanted to be. Her whole, like, that was her goal. She was a stripper, okay. And then she get into the money.
Okay.
And I forgot what else I wanted to say. But,
thank you.
You know. You
got you even forgot what you wanted to say, but baby, you got it in, you got it out. Okay, thank you. 9525, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I was going to say, I'm just going to be honest. I'm just tired of this whole thing. I just feel like they need to drop the album or a diss track because I'm tired of all the tweets.
Yes.
I'm fed up like Cardi B, where's your album? And I'm a Cardi B fan, but it's like, get off of Twitter. Just get off.
Mm.
And I'm going to be honest, I do think she is a little bit bitter. Like, it's something about this year that's giving Cardi B is bitter.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like she's not doing well and Nicki is taking the spot. I'm sorry.
Mm.
So I just feel like she's a little bit bitter. And I've never seen her come this hard. Honestly, I've never seen her come this hard at all. So.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for your opinion, child. Thanks for calling in. Let's take another call. We're going to take one more. We're going to get out of here. 8737, because it's getting ghetto. 8737, you're live on the air.
Good night, Armand. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing all right. It's a legendary show. So really
yes,
quickly, I do want to just touch on real fast, right, on the situation with Blueface. We don't know how it's going to end, but it's not going to end well. So that's all I wanted to say about that situation.
Okay.
As far as Ye is concerned, he's absolutely got something cooking, either a new album, a single, or some clothing. He always does something weird and ridiculous right before. So I just want to say that about that. And this situation with Nicki Minaj and JT and Cardi B, like, it's so super obvious to me that Nicki Minaj is behind this every single time. And she's like, I'm sorry, but it's like she wants you to know. Like, she wants you to know but doesn't want to say it. So she'll, you know, do weird, silly things like with the guy winking, with Rick James winking. And we know it's you. We know it's you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's super obvious. Like, it doesn't even matter which side of the fence you're on, if you like Cardi B more, if you like her more. Can we just keep it a step? Like, if you don't want to be involved, you're not throwing out these, you know, funky tweets in the middle of a heated thing. Like, you're not acting like the adult in the room. You're acting like the puppet masters. That's what you're acting like. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, that's all I want to say about that.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let's take another one. 3476, you're live on the air. Ooh, you got a lot going on. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, cool. I need to pull over. I'm totally driving. Thank you for picking up. I just want to speak really quickly on the Blueface situation also. Grishan, we need to just pray for her. And I mean that in a serious way, like not just saying, you know, pray for her, but actually doing that, if that's the thing that people are open to. Her and Blueface, they're demons agreed. We've all probably been in situations like that before, so I think we should just have to give them grace, hold them accountable, but at the same time, they trauma bond. And that is a very toxic environment to be in. And I hope that both of them, not just her, but he also finds his worth, you know, and his love, and he heals his traumas. childhood or whatever the case may be, because there's some brokenness there as well, and we all express things in different ways. As far as the rap girl situation goes, I think that these women, I've said before in the past, like, I feel like these women definitely do like the fact that they can profit off of this drama, because if there wasn't anything to really talk about in a, you know, I'm going to say negative way, what would we be discussing? I mean, okay, they could come together, do a kumbaya, make a joint song, album, whatever the case may be. Okay, go back to liking each other's pictures and hyping each other up in comments when they post. But what else, you know, people, drama's a thrill, is exciting. You know, people love a good back and forth, a good no she didn't moment. Like, people like that. And so I think that they definitely do use those opportunities to market. They do profit. And I think that sometimes the situation, the fans do blow the things up more than those women even do themselves behind closed doors. They probably keep King Castle. Maybe not. But I think they actually genuinely do not like each other. But it is very immature, and it is unfortunate that they handle the situations the way that they do, all of them. That's why I have not yet thus far said a name toward anyone, or, you know, despite any one of them, because it's just like, you know, but they're humans. Everybody handles things in a different fashion. They unfortunately are in a field where they're on show all the time, especially because they're on social media, which they don't have to be. A conversation could be having private.
Come on, wrap it up. We got a lot of callers, but you know I love you, so come on, let's wrap it.
Okay.
But absolutely.
No, that's fine. I'll stop.
I love you, because I can barely hear you. Sound like you on the airport or something. Okay, bye. I can't hear you. Okay, bye. Love you. Okay, last one. Please be clear sounding. 3737.
Hey, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Wow, I didn't think I was going to get through. Whew. Okay. So I just want to say, are we going to pretend like Cardi didn't start this? Because
show me how she started it.
Because after she said congratulations to Glow, somebody replied and was like, well, why would you say that? And she said, because Cardi B has been a top 10 girl. So I was congratulating Glow because this was her first time. And I have been congratulating Cardi B in the past. So to me, I feel like I don't know why Cardi would tweet Lapdog and then pretend like, oh, well, if the shoe fits. Like, but you always complaining about the at sign. I don't understand that.
Okay,
and I don't
so
like
I could see, I could see your point there, but let me ask you this, just on a different, you know, somebody playing with you on the internet, you know, because I've been there before, somebody playing with me on the internet. I don't respond right away. But then when at the slightest thing, I might just respond. Do you forget that this fool been playing with me a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe 6 months ago? Or are you just looking at my response right now saying I started it? But see, here's the thing. This industry, people be trying you for a minute. And you know a person is trying you. The thing is, it don't hit the general public until it's already too far. So gone back 2 years ago. Like, this ain't just the first time. Usually when it gets to a point like this, it's usually you've been letting a person make it. Okay, I'm going to let you. Okay, you tried it. I caught that. Okay, girl. Oh, you tried it again. We smoothed it over. Okay, girl, I'm going to keep letting you make. Okay, now I don't care. Now what's up? Like, I mean, that's how
but
I took
thing,
it.
Cardi is so direct and so street and so this. Why not just address JT? If it's that big of a deal, why make a subtweet and then complain about people subtweeting you?
Okay. I mean, well, you know what? That's fair. That's actually very valid to say.
I don't like how you talking about some JT too big to be arguing with fans when Cardi argue with Nicki fans all day. And I've listened to you justify it by saying, well, they shouldn't be mentioning her. Well, she's tired. She's like, Cardi fans have been harassing JT since the Queen Mix. Well, really kind of before that when they squashed the beef, but really after the Queen Mix. So why isn't it okay for her to respond since they were mentioning her? It ain't like she went out her way to find those tweets.
Okay, touche. I'll give you that. Listen, I'll give you that. You made some good points. You know what? You're right. That's a good point. And
I mean,
think you made a very – that was a good point. I mean, I can't argue that all the way. You know, that is a good point because, you know, I have – you know, Cardi does respond to other people's fans. She does do that. And she did – and she could have added JT, you know, if we doing the at thing. Because JT did mention her name. So, I mean, okay, I'm going to give you that. I'm not going to argue that. I can give you that.
Yeah, I just feel like since we're – fans, and I mean, obviously you have different relationships, but like on the outside looking in, it just seems like Cardi was in the wrong in this particular situation because it just came out of
I still
of
don't think that she was in the wrong, though. I feel like, see, that's the part.
You
I feel
have
like
a
I feel
different
like...
type of information that we don't have. So
right, but
not,
at the same time, I also feel like I also know, but you know, as a person, when somebody been trying you for a minute, because it's a hoe out here trying
but
me.
When have
and then,
tried
wait,
her?
Wait, it's a hoe. Wait, I'm speaking for myself. If it's a hoe out here trying me, and I still ain't addressed that hoe, but one day she gonna try me on the right day, and I'm gonna eat her up, and y'all gonna say I started it.
But what did
then,
I'm,
then we gonna have to go back. Then we gonna have to go back. And you're gonna have to, and I'm gonna have to really paint the receipt how this hoe been trying me for longer than you even thought she been trying me.
When though but I'm saying us as the general public, we haven't seen it. JT was asking, when have I shaded her? When have I been shady? Where? Show us. We still haven't seen it. What has she done? Because she didn't congratulate her on WAP? Who cares? Like, how is that? I don't understand how that was shade. Now, I can understand what you said in regards to her not congratulating Cardi with GLO. But when she further explained it, and that was before Cardi tweeted Lapdog. That was before any of the extraness. When she explained it, I get it. Because Cardi B has seen the top 10 multiple times, so it wasn't really a big deal for her versus GLORILLA. You know what I mean? So I understand that. Like, I just don't understand how this is like, then, like, we're not acknowledging that Cardi is to blame. So if we're not going to give it all on her, somewhat, she subbed her. And then, on top of that, I just be feeling like everything is not Nicki's fault. If Nicki can control all these grown women, then she is the queen.
Girl,
way
now, you're not going to sit up here and act like you don't see Nicki Minaj doing this childish stuff that had
nothing to do with you,
why are you on here being childish?
Because she don't like Cardi. That's like you, Armand, the other blogger that you don't like. When she got on Follow What You Do, you was like, oh, shit, shoot. Sorry. You were like, oh, shoot, ha, ha, ha. You laughing because you don't like her. That's anybody. If I don't like you, yeah, I'm going to be entertained with somebody coming at you. That's natural. But I don't think Nicki was like, well, if you work with me, girl, you got to shade Cardi. Oh, if you work with me too, girl, you can't mess with Cardi. I don't think that's how it's going. Like, I think it's more so the people feel like they have to pick a side versus Nicki making them pick a side.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think they feel like, well, the fans going to force it. If I rock with Nicki, I got to stay over here. I can't mess with both. You know what I mean? Because even when Megan did that, when Megan was messing with Nicki, Cardi fans were dragging her. When Megan started messing with Cardi, even before we knew Nicki didn't mess with Megan, when she started messing with Cardi, Barb started dragging her. That's just how it goes. So when you see somebody you don't like getting dragged, you're going to keep cheating, especially when we know Nicki and Cardi don't like each other at all on no type of level based on what we see, because I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Based on what we see, so I don't understand how her laughing. Oh, it's Nicki's fault. Nicki is responsible. She's pulling the strings. She, huh? So we not going to hold these grown women accountable?
Okay. Well, thanks, Boo. You made some good points.
Thank
All right,
you.
Have a good one. All right, we're going to wrap it right there. We're going to wrap it.